Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast, you guys. It's Tuesday, and it's a great day. April 25th?
I don't know.
Woo-hoo! April 25th!
I'm going to say what I say every month. Can't believe the month is coming to an end. But truly, I can't believe it's like summer, basically.
I know.
It's crazy.
We had the most amazing beach day. So my birthday was last Tuesday. And while you were listening to our episode that I forgot to post about on our stories because it was my birthday, I was at the beach.
It was such a nice day.
We had such a nice day. It was the perfect weather. It was like a little chilly in the shade, but you could get warm if you went out in the sun, played can jam. And Nick could not believe, if you guys don't know what can jam is, you need to Google it, or I'm sure you've seen people playing on the beach. It's basically like Frisbee that you throw into little trash cans. That's the best way I can describe it.
And there's Abby, like a little slit.
Yeah, there's a little slit at the front. And it's like this crazy thing. If you can possibly get a can jam, if you can get it in the tiny little slit, you win the whole game. Like, game's over because it's that hard to get. And Abby and JC both can jammed it. It was actually crazy. Have you ever played before?
Never.
Because I was going to say, like, me and Nick were shook because every time we've ever played, it's very rare that someone can jams it.
Maybe it's beginner's luck.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that was definitely a fluke. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a great ego boost to get the can jam. But also, yeah. I'm so inconsistent when I'm throwing
it.
Yeah,
same.
There is nothing I hate more than being like trying to play a game and you feel like you have no control over your, like, every time I throw the Frisbee, it would go not the way I wanted it to. I'm like, I'm so annoyed that I do not have control or dominion over where this freaking Frisbee goes.
I know.
It makes me want to, like, practice, literally.
It's a fun game. I love can jam.
It's so fun.
Even though I suck at throwing Frisbee, and every time we play, I have to relearn how to throw a Frisbee. I don't remember from last time.
Me neither. Leif is so, he's the Frisbee master. He used to play Ultimate Frisbee literally every day.
Oh, yeah.
So he's actually, like, so good at putting it exactly where he wants it.
I know.
I cannot relate.
I like catching. I like hitting it in. I like being on the receiving end of the Frisbee in can jam specifically. I don't like throwing it.
Yeah. It was so fun, though.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I can't wait to play more on the beach this summer.
I know. Summer is right around the corner, you guys. Just keep your head up and trudge through. But I actually love spring. Spring is my favorite season, obviously, because it's my birthday. But also, I've just new blooms, you know. The weather here in California is now paying off, all of the rain.
Yes.
So green. There's so many wildflowers, like all of the plants. It's so beautiful here. So
it is.
It's been showing off lately.
Yeah, the rain was worth it now to see the sunshine.
Yeah.
I know. We had a full, we were saying we have so much to talk about, so much to catch up on, because you had a lot going on this week. The anniversary, the birthday. And we did that little beach day, which was so fun. And then the next day, We did a little denim themed lunch for Chelsea's birthday, which was also so fun. That
yeah,
was like
it was super fun.
Selfishly, like we got over with the day. I'm like, I know it wasn't my birthday, but that was the best day. Yeah. Like it was such just a wholesome day having so many people that we loved together.
Yes. It was so great. I was just telling Nick how special it is the older you get to have so many people you love from different places, geographically, literally, come to, you know, one place at the same time. Because when everybody gets older, they get new jobs, they move away, they have kids, their lives get busy, and they can't always all just hang out every weekend, you know? And so every time now that I can get so many people that I love in one place, I just feel so grateful that they're all there. And yeah, it was just a really great day. I felt very loved. Thank you for the cake. Older, wiser, hotter. I believe in that. And yeah, I got to see Beth and Millie because they don't, and James, obviously. But
we just don't get to see them very often.
So it was really great. It was
magical. It was so fun to hold Millie. Sloan came in a denim getup.
Yep.
Danny, like, literally had her baby a few weeks ago, and she was there in tow.
In theme.
In theme.
Mm-hmm.
We stan a queen.
The overalls were way too big. She's like, these were like for 3-month-olds, but I was rolling up the hems of the pants. Like, you will be on theme, Sloan.
It was so fun. Funny.
You know, it was fun to get all the little kids together.
We also, this is like old news, but we were on our no-chella grind. Neither of us went to Coachella.
No.
And every time that comes around, I realize what a big deal that is to in people's lives. Like, yeah. Even Tyson, you know?
I loved his recap.
I know. It's so fun. But also, it becomes clear how not a part of, like, my life or my... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People just go every year, and it's such, like, a thing to them. But
yeah.
Chelsea and I actually went, but only one time. We probably recapped it on the podcast a few years ago. And it was so fun. But it's, like, it's not, you know, a tradition for us necessarily.
Yeah. April's not like Coachella month to us.
It's the birthday month. It's the Aries month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe if Coachella wasn't taking over my birthday weekend always, I would have more respect for it. But
true.
I'm just kidding. It would be fun to go if it was on my birthday.
Yeah.
Like my actual birthday.
It would be fun if you were all... If you got a good group together, you were all committed to going. Mm-hmm. Like, it could... I mean, I think Coachella can be really, really fun.
And the headliners were people you really wanted to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked my Coachella content. I feel like people didn't go as crazy with their outfits this year. I feel like the trend is...
Be more casual.
To be more cash. And that's great. Everyone I saw looked great.
I know. Everyone looked so... Do you know who I always think has such good outfits is... Like Emma Leger, Sophie, Jordan Sloan,
yes.
Nitzan. I don't think Nitz went. I hope I said her name correctly in the first time, but I don't think she went. I didn't see any of her content.
Yeah.
But I just think all their outfits are always so just good.
Yes.
Like, even if they're casual, I'm like,
classic,
yep,
good.
That makes sense to me. Like, you just have very good style.
Cute. Yes. Very cute.
Very, very cute.
But I do wish I would have seen, or I would have loved to see Blackpink. Their performance looked so good.
I know. It would have been fun. I heard there's lots of controversy over Frank Ocean.
I know.
Crazy. He dropped out of the second weekend. That's really crazy.
Sounds like a good thing.
That he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That he dropped out for people going. Because people did not like his set. So,
This is completely off topic. How long is the Eras tour Taylor Swift's going on?
I don't know.
I feel like that has been my TikTok timeline for...
Ever.
And I'm like, wait, I'm sure it's still going to go on for like months, don't you
think? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know where she is right now.
Me neither.
And I don't know where she's going.
Me neither.
But good on her. She's a single girl now, I heard.
Yeah.
She broke up. Or they broke up. Just assumes. I'm like, he would have never broken up with her. She had to break it off.
I heard that she was too famous for him.
Ooh.
What they say.
Wow, that's actually sad.
Yeah.
That would be sad to feel like every guy you ever date, you're too famous for them. And you literally can't change that at all. You're just famous.
But what would be the thing that he can't handle about that? Like, just like being recognized everywhere?
Probably the death threats.
You think? I feel like they have a private relationship. I didn't even know this guy.
No.
I didn't even know anything about him.
Really?
Yeah, do you?
I mean, I know. Like, you didn't know they were dating? Or you just don't know him?
If you...
No,
unfortunately, told me that name, I would have no idea who it is. I don't think
anyone would have before he started dating Taylor.
How long have they been dating?
I swear, like 6 years.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I actually thought she was literally married.
Yeah, there was rumors that they were married.
Oh, okay, so that's the same guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad they broke up.
I know.
I mean, I guess I get it. It's like, yeah,
she is like the most famous. I don't know. I just feel like that would be sad.
I'm just saying, if you love someone enough, I don't think that's gonna deter you.
Yeah.
Because your life at the end of the day is pretty normal when you're just with them. It's like, okay.
You're saying for him?
Yes. Like, yeah. If that was really the reason, it's like, you're just too famous. Like, really? You don't love me enough to look past, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like it's probably not even the fame. It's probably the schedule, the lack of privacy, the lifestyle, all of that combined. True. Would be a lot. Especially True. Because he's an actor. It's like, he's trying to do his own thing at the same time.
I'll ask Leif what it's like being married to Kacey Jenner. Kind of catch a vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, see how he feels about
it. Yeah, he could give us some insight.
Yeah.
No, that's sad, though. Aren't there a lot of songs about him on her, like...
You're asking the wrong Swiftie. Okay,
we gotta...
I'm like 1/10 Swiftie, probably. Like, in terms of knowing facts.
Yeah, same.
10 out of 10 Swiftie on the songs, on her life. Not there yet. Would love to be... But haven't gotten there yet.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. The Swifties are the most loyal fans I've actually ever seen in my life. Who do you think is more loyal?
Maybe BTS. Selena's and BTS. I was thinking ARMY, BTS, and Selena.
I don't know.
They're obedient.
I don't know about... I like am not familiar enough with BTS. So that could definitely be the case. But I think Taylor Swift's fans are more intense than Selena's. I do.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right.
They are, like, they live, breathe, and die for Taylor. They do.
No, it's true. And Selena and Taylor gives more. Like, she constantly does. Putting out more content. Mm-hmm. So there's way more to be in love and obsessed with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's wild.
Scary.
I actually had a hankering to listen to Taylor in the car. Maybe I will on the way home.
Hmm. I'm like, no one cares.
Cool.
But it sounded like that sound that I just sounded so fake.
That's awesome. You should share more about that.
What other thoughts run through your head?
Wait, I wanted to tell you guys, Jilly, my mom, got an eyebrow transplant.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not gonna go too long on this tangent, but it is so crazy. If you're like, what the frick is that? Go to her Instagram because I encouraged her to share her like journey and process with it. And she already was documenting everything and I think she wanted to, but she was like, oh, this is so exposing. She kept saying the word exposing.
Yeah.
This is so exposing.
It's her face.
She's never uploaded an Instagram story in her whole life. She's never talked to the camera like that. And
wow.
I was saying, but she was like, I'm passionate about this because I didn't know it was a thing. And like, I really want to show people. And I'm like, as a chinfluencer, I understand you. So I encourage her to do it. And she is. I'm proud of her. And it's so interesting watching like this process unfold. She's documented like tons of it. So if you guys are interested, if you want to see what it's all about, they basically grafted hair from the back of her head and gave her eyebrows. She had no eyebrows before. Okay. But her Instagram is Jill Marie McKee.
It is insane.
And
they look so good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the final product.
I know. She was just telling me the scabs were coming out. It's a wild ride. So anyway, if you guys want to go look at her stories, or it's like a highlight on her Instagram. You could go look. I wanted to
go support Jill.
To shout that out in case anyone's interested.
Yeah.
I always love a eyebrows, plastic surgery journey.
Yeah. Eyebrows save lives, literally. If you don't have something that everyone else does, everyone else doesn't realize how much they take that thing for granted.
That's what
for
she
example,
said.
When girls have really long, thick hair, I've been thinking about this a lot lately since we've talked about it. That goes down to their butt. Just, they don't have to do anything for it. And when they like even are like, oh, my hair's pretty thin right now, they can put it in the thickest ponytail I've ever seen. I'm like, you don't understand. It's not a life struggle for you. And that's good for you. I'm happy for you. But for me, if I got like a hair transplant that gave me beautiful thick hair, I would be bawling. I would be crying. I'd be like, oh my gosh, this changed my life.
It's so true. And it's obviously we're all so like self-critical of you know, the one, a specific thing that we are either insecure about or, like you said, that we feel like everyone else has.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what my mom said. She's like, literally everyone has eyebrows that I know.
Yeah.
So, like, she'll
they don't get it.
Constantly, every time I'm with her, she's complimenting my eyebrows. Like, she's always like, oh, those eyebrows. And I'm always like, Mom, like, yeah, like, I have decent eyebrows. But, like, every time we're together, yeah. she's like, wow, I can't believe you got those eyebrows. Like, I'm so happy you got them. And I'm like, okay, slay. But now seeing how this even with them looking like they have like scabs, she's like, I'm literally already so much more confident.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to like see the final
That's
product.
Awesome.
So I'm excited for her.
Mm-hmm. What else is new?
Did you have anything else you wanted to go over?
Yeah, I have some dirty work to do. Actually, not dirty work, cleanup work, the opposite. I have to
repent for some sins.
Repent for my sins.
Okay, let's hear it.
Last week when we were talking about Kurt Obsessions,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about our favorite podcasts, and yeah. you were talking about, you're like, oh, I love Tyson's or whatever. And as you were saying that, I had on my list Abby's podcast, Dear Abby. And I was like, oh yeah, I literally listen to it every week. And I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about Abby's after she's done talking about Tyson's. But then I think by me thinking that in my mind, I was like, I said it. But then after the podcast got done, I got home. I was like, oh, and that's so mean because that's literally my favorite podcast and she's my literal sister and she's going to listen and be like, rad. We're like, got to support all of our friends. Tyson. Anyone else? That's it.
We don't know anyone else.
Anyway, so that is one of my current obsessions from last week or is that 2 weeks ago when it comes up? I don't remember. That I love and you guys should listen to Dear Abby. It's really good. I really do listen every week and I just was kicking myself that I forgot when I got home. I do that often on the podcast. I'll get home like, I freaking forgot to talk about that.
If I don't write it down in the notes, it ain't being spoken about.
I know. Sometimes I write it down and I just don't even say anything about it.
I love that you and Abby are like, love's the dumbest like observation, but like similar but different. It's like your thoughts and your takes on things are similar,
mm-hmm.
but then you're also so different. So it's like yeah. fun hearing. It's like an alternate, you know.
Yeah.
Well, your sister, so it makes sense. It's like an alternate version of Chelsea.
yeah.
It's Chelsea in a different font.
Literally.
Which is fun.
100%. Yeah, it's really good. She's asked me to be on her podcast. Finally, I've been begging. So
oh,
stay
nice.
Tuned for that. I'll be a guest on soon.
I also, well, me and Abby, speaking of Abby, we went to a boxing class this morning.
I want to hear
Rachel,
about it.
Rachel came too, actually.
Interesting.
I'm sorry. I thought you didn't want to.
You took two, both of my nannies. Rad. Left me in the dust.
No, Abby and Keaton were over at my house last night. And I was like, oh, I'm actually going to a boxing class tomorrow if you want to come. Because she had mentioned that, or we had talked about it at the beach. And she literally like signed up right away. I'm like, okay, slay. She was
Fun.
She was on it. So yeah, we went literally 12 hours later in the morning. And it was so fun. If you guys listened to our Friday episode with our Lululemon gals, that was such a good episode, mm-hmm. by the way. You guys really should listen to it. But they both have experience boxing. And like after we talked to them on the podcast, which again, if you already heard it, then you know. And then I like kind of did a deep dive on their Instagrams. I was like, I am going to boxing. They probably thought I was like joking
yeah.
or something. No, I signed up. I literally went 2 days later. So we went and it was so fun and such a release.
Really?
We all... The three of us were like teary at one point. We afterwards, we
yeah.
like we admitted, we confessed. Because yeah. you literally are just going ham punching a bag in kind of a dark room.
Oh.
And
is it like a studio like with mirrors and there's just a bunch of hanging bags?
Yeah.
Oh.
At this
very
specific
cool.
studio. And it's you do combinations of punches. So it'll be like you do two jabs and then a left hook and there'll be like
yeah.
rounds. So mm-hmm. it's like five rounds of doing a certain combination just over and over.
Yeah.
And then one of the rounds is like, just go ham, like just punch it as much as you want, do whatever you want to it. And
oh
you're
my
literally
gosh.
Going crazy. And it feels so
oh my gosh.
Good.
I just felt a release from that. I'm like, I don't even have to go. You explaining it,
it
is enough.
It felt amazing. I was like, wow, I really want to do that more often. Like maybe just once or twice a week or something. But it was so nice. Like we all agreed it was a really great
oh,
release
that's awesome.
And a really good workout. I'm sure
yeah,
I'll be
I
very
was
sore
say,
tomorrow.
I'm sure your abs are actually going to be sore.
Yeah. 5 minutes at the end, you do an ab workout too.
Yeah. Ooh, on top of it.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I feel like
big
boxing
fan.
Is so much more core than you think. The few times I've done like little boxing workouts.
Totally. And my legs kind of even feel like. I'm feeling it. Yeah. Because you're kind
of like tense the whole time. Mm-hmm. That's so fun. So it's kind of like Soul Cycle almost in a room. And there's like an instructor. Yeah. They play music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun. Okay. That's different than what I was expecting.
Yeah. And then I think at this gym, you could also do like, you know, how guys will have like the, or yeah. well, guys or girls will have like the pads and you like punch their hands. Mm-hmm. I think you can do like maybe private classes or things gotcha. Where you're doing more of that. But yeah, it was so fun.
Oh my gosh,
it.
That's fun. Good yeah. for you and Abby, because you guys were, I was fearing for my life being around you.
Bye.
Just kidding.
Both just have so much rage.
Abby had
of
said
us.
Multiple times, she's like, I really want to punch something. I'm like, oh. And then she had said that on her podcast as well. And then she said it again to me. She's like, I just really want to punch something. I'm like, should I take 5 steps back right now? Are you going to punch me?
You feel like you are beating someone up. Like,
yeah.
But in a, obviously you're not harming anyone. Yeah. So it feels so good because it's like you're literally getting out so much pent up, whatever emotion it is. And Rachel was like, were you literally picturing someone just like punching their literal face? And I yeah. was like, I wasn't really picturing someone in particular, but I was picturing like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like feelings, like yeah. almost like, okay, anything, I'm beating up like anything that doesn't serve me in this life. Like yeah. I'm literally just going ham, punching it into oblivion. And you feel so like strong and powerful being like, I literally just destroyed.
Yeah.
This thing.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's loved awesome. It. I want to go. It sounds fun.
Yeah. You should. My last update is that I got Instagram back on my real phone and I will be deleting it right after this episode
really?
Because I am already depressed again. I'm not kidding. Instagram has,
oh no.
You know, it pains me to admit this, but something about Instagram has this weird
hold on
hold,
you.
Not even a hold on me. It depletes my energy and my like happiness and my focus
yeah.
so much. It's not even that I'm like, oh, I feel so inferior. I think it's just the something about seeing what everyone's doing basically in real time, 24/7. Like, it, I think it's just stressful more than yeah. anything. And then when you feel overwhelmed, that. You're not motivated and excited.
You just feel bad.
I think like what makes TikTok different to me is that all the videos on my For You page, I feel like they're random. I feel like they're not
happening
in that exact moment. It feels like, oh, that could have been yesterday. That could have been, sometimes I click on it, it was 4 weeks ago
yeah,
that it was posted.
That's true. Because you're sitting on your couch and you look at someone's story and they're at a workout class or they're going out and doing some amazing fun activity. And you're like, wow, this is the comparison. You
yes.
have a direct comparison to what you're doing.
Yes, it's like you
but
are doing
TikTok,
that in this moment.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this was last night. Okay.
Exactly. That's how I feel. I don't know what it is. But also, I think it's just a time suck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what about Instagram specifically, but I've had it only on that other, like my work phone for the past year and a half. And it was just getting so annoying when I would go to post stories. I have to like airdrop photos to the new phone.
Yeah,
and
that's
post them.
Annoying.
And I'm like, ugh, I kind of want to post more on my story. Like, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, it's so much easier because the photos are all on the phone that I'm, like, just my normal phone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to get it back. And already I'm like, yeah.
That was a bad idea.
I think
idea.
I got to delete it again.
Wow.
Oh,
well, good on you for noticing right away.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see next week. We'll see next week. Check-in.
Yeah, a mental health check-in. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Ladies, if you don't have Honey, I don't know what you're doing, because especially if you're trying to shop for some summer clothes, whatever you're shopping for, you could be missing out on like literally just free, saving a lot of money. Okay. I've saved so much money by shopping with Honey. Didn't mean to rhyme there, but I have literally saved on so many purchases. Like if I'm doing a big clothing haul, I'm buying some new stuff, I will click on the little Honey extension, and a lot of times it saves me like a big chunk of money on my purchase. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart.
So this is how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons that it can find for that site, which is exhilarating, by the way. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop, which is just beautiful. Honestly, it brings a tear to my eye. I've saved money on my TV. I've saved money on shoes, which, you know, can be pricey. And you can even save money on food. So it's literally, you're literally dumb if you don't have Honey. I'm sorry to say. Honey doesn't just work on desktops. It works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. That's joinhoney.com/whatwesaid.
I am currently wearing my Lululemon Align leggings. I went to a boxing class this morning, which I probably already mentioned in this episode. And that will not be the last you hear of it. Don't worry, I'm going to give you guys a full update, or I already have at this point. But the Lululemon Align leggings and just their whole Align collection is quite literally the comfiest, just best thing I've ever put on my body. They have also, I posted on my story recently, these like Align wide leg pants. They have pockets.
They're so comfortable.
Which are so, so comfortable. And it's kind of fun to switch it up if you wear like leggings a lot, to, you know, switch up, do the wide leg. They have different lengths of their leggings and everything. So I usually get the shorter length because I'm short. But the flexibility of the fabric, it's so, so comfortable. It's so soft. It's so comfy. Your legs have just never felt really anything quite like it, to be honest.
No, and they're very flexible. They have like a four-way stretch, which means you can bend, stretch, move literally any way you want. So I wear them to the grocery store, home, doing the dishes, doing laundry, literally all day. You can wear them from the gym to the grocery store to home, around the block, you name it. Everyone is wearing Lululemon everywhere, obviously. I love the Align shorts. They are so comfortable. I love wearing them with like a big oversized t-shirt or sweatshirt and some like high socks and sneakers. I feel very sporty, very Princess Diana.
They also have a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, but are the black ones I have had for years.
Yes.
And years and years.
They're classic.
Mm-hmm.
And they just feel like you're wearing nothing, which is the best feeling ever. So get into the Lululemon Align collection at lululemon.com. That's lululemon.com. You know what Nick got me for my birthday?
What?
This might be your worst nightmare, but a great private trail ride in Malibu to ride horses.
That's so cute.
I know. I'm so excited.
Like just you?
Me and him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like just me and a horse out on the open road.
Literally.
I would literally never come back. I have not ridden a horse since I was so little, since I was probably at my grandpa's ranch back when he had horses, probably 5 years old. I haven't even.
Has Nick rode horses?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But when he was little, like younger, I don't know. He probably has more like
experience.
Yeah. Than I do.
I'm going to say something else completely.
No, I was going to say, I think he probably has, I don't know. I think he's probably like 10 or 12. And okay. I was probably like 6 or 7, maybe 8.
Mm.
But I'm very excited for that. So he got me like a little cowgirl themed present. It was
cute.
Like this shirt that said like cowgirls never die. And it was like wildflower cowgirl flowers he picked out. It was like sunflowers. And like, I'm like, you picked that out? He's like, yeah, I thought that looked like cowgirl. I'm like,
wait, a bouquet of flowers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cute.
I'm like, you should be a florist. That was so good. And then it was the like tickets to go do the private trail ride. And I'm so excited. I'm kind of nervous. So I'm like,
that is so fun.
Can't wait for a little scary.
Is it? On a certain day, or you can like redeem
it
whenever.
We can just go whenever.
Oh, cool.
I asked for horseback riding lessons.
Oh.
And he was like, I called them and they were like, let's do a trail ride first. And if you like it, then you can come do like lessons.
Cool.
Like horsemanship lessons, which is supposed to be really good. It's actually more like therapy for you because it's how to be trusting, like trust yourself and be a good leader for the horse. So it's supposed to be very
It sounds
deep.
So beautiful. And here's the problem. Have I told you guys where I remember that the trauma began? My cousins were riding my uncle's horse together. Have I told this?
And they got bucked off.
And they got bucked off together. Both of them flew off the horse.
Yeah, that's
when I was
so
there,
scary.
When I was there. And landed in a cactus in Arizona and had cactus all over their back. So ever
oh,
since
that sounds horrible.
Ever since
those
that
cactuses
moment.
In Snowflake? Was in Snowflake?
Yeah, like near there, yeah.
Those cactuses, those cacti, they are literally
they're unforgiving.
Terrifying. And there's freaking needles this big.
Yeah.
Oh gosh,
so,
that's horrible.
That is where the fear has begun.
Well, you know the saying, you got to get back on the horse.
Oh, I got to get back on the horse.
That's directly where it comes from.
It seems amazing to like truly trust this animal and it trusts you. And people are always like, it smells fear. I'm like, great. Well, then I can't go near it.
It smells fear. I know. That's the only thing I'm nervous for. I'm like, I want to be so confident going on. And I'm sure I will be, especially with Nick and someone guiding us. But what if this horse just goes just crazy and starts running so fast?
Not.
But I just feel like that won't happen.
We need to be saying some affirmations before that ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like it's kind of rare to get.
Yeah.
I feel like most of the time it's so smooth sailing.
Especially those kinds of horses who are, you know, taken care of at those ranches or, you know, stables where they're for people that don't have experience riding on them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're not just...
They're not a wild
horse. It's not spirit,
horse.
Yeah. Someone trying to break his spirit.
You're getting into the true, authentic coastal cowgirl spirit.
Yes,
I'm 100%. I'll wear the cowboy hat. I'll take the photo petting the horse.
Literally.
You won't catch me on the horse.
We'll see. I'll tell you how it goes. I'll tell you if it's scary.
Because
I'm a little bit worried. Not worried. I'm like, I'm terrified. No, I am a little bit. I don't know. It's like if I were to go meet a tiger or lion, there's a little part of you in the back of your mind, like, what if this animal, just turns on me? What if I don't have that spirit that animals just want to rub their head against you?
I have done this.
I'll do it.
Again, I will do it. I have adopted the mindset. And the turning point was actually that event we went to, you and I, for what's the brand? Beekeepers
Natural.
Natural.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that event we went to?
Oh my gosh, life-changing.
Life-changing. Ever since I went to that event, I've adopted the mindset that I'm not scared of bees at all.
Yeah.
And I love bees. And it's real. I don't literally...
It's
like,
true.
I'm not scared of bees anymore. And
mm-hmm. Love bees.
I say that. And in my most recent vlog, there was a bee on my handle. And so I literally went to the other side and crawled through the passenger seat. But
you're respecting
Yes, I was respecting it. I didn't want to disturb the bee. But, you know, when bees are, I mean, don't get me wrong. If I was around like a swarm, I'd probably be a little nervous. But I used to be so, if there was a bee near me, I was just like running away from it. And now I will literally completely just, I'm not trying to act like I'm literally the bravest person on earth. Okay, I know,
like,
a bee
it will
is,
fly on my finger and I'll kiss it.
I'm not, you know, the bee is 1 centimeter big. I get it, but I feel like that's a fear for people. Like they're running from it. And ever since that, I'll just, because this girl told this story about how she just was like, I'm not scared of bees. Like, bees are so integral. It's such an integral part of our environment.
They don't want to hurt you.
They don't want to hurt you. And so ever since, I literally will never run away. I'm just like, I love bees. It'll literally be flying near me. I'm like, oh, it's so pretty.
I love that.
And they don't sting me. So slay.
I love that TikTok account of the beekeeper lady who literally puts her whole hand in the swarms and will like move bees, grab the queen bee, put it in a little thing and move
it. With her bare hands.
Yes, with her bare hands. And the
and
bees are all over
her
arm. I think she gets stung every once in a while, but it doesn't look like it.
That's
kind of the other thing. It's like, maybe if you were stung by 100 of them, but if there's one bee and it's, you're so scared of it, if you're allergic or you've never been stung, that's one thing. But if you've been stung and you know the worst case scenario is it just stings you and it hurts a little bit,
you don't have to
be like running for your life.
Yeah. But we'll get there with the horses.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
But we'll get into these stories soon. Okay, you guys, I promise. We've just been playing catch up. And no one cares about what we did on Easter because that was so long ago, but we went to this farm, and speaking of coastal cowgirl summer, it was so fun. And that I think is what sparked me wanting to ride a horse, because I was like, okay, we went to this farm and the air just smelled so fresh. We had farm to table food. It was delicious. And just so, the meat was so fresh. That's the only word I can think of. Just fresh. The vegetables, you could just tell that they were literally straight from the ground. And Case loved it. The air there, you just come back with like dirt on your pants and it's just the best feeling ever. So I'm looking for some more experiences like that this summer. Yeah, roll around in the dirt a little bit. It's good for your microbiome.
I can't wait. I can't wait for you to ride the horse and report back.
Yeah,
I'm very intrigued.
I will.
We're going to read some savage stories today about the most savage thing you've ever done, which I think will be very fun. We've never done this concept or, you know, subject for stories.
No, this was inspired by Maddie from the Bad Broadcast. She does Petty Petty Princess. And it's like petty moments, like petty things that girls do or guys. And I went on her podcast and that actually wasn't the theme, but I was sharing the one time, and Abby talked about on our podcast, that Abby hacked into her ex-husband's Tinder and put on his bio his old Instagram that said that he was still married, because he was, and linked that Instagram in his Tinder bio. So if girls clicked on his Instagram, it would go to the Instagram and show that he was married.
Wait. I'm sorry. I do 100% remember this, but also what was linked before? No Instagram?
Yeah, no Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And I think he had actually started a new Instagram.
To link so yeah. that no one like saw that literally.
That he was literally married.
And literally had it in his the bio. Like, yeah. Married. Abby's wife. Married yeah. to Abby. Bye.
yeah. Oh, so bad.
Okay, I'll start. To this day, I still sign my ex up for unwanted emails. I schedule missionary visits, visits from the people in Scientology, random text chains, etc. It's the little things, but I do hope my ex is just constantly annoyed. LOL.
Oh my gosh, that is savage.
That is actually, I need to start doing that. To literally everyone I hate. There's no one I can think of off the top of my head.
Oh my gosh, I wish I had more enemies that same. I could just mess with.
That's what I was thinking when I was boxing. Like, I wish I had...
like, one person.
Just certain enemies that I was like, I'm destroying you right now.
Yeah.
Let's
find some.
You want to hear a cringy thing I used to do?
Yeah.
I won't say names. But when I lived in LA and I went to cycling classes...
Yeah.
Whenever I would be feeling like, oh, just like depleted, my energy was low in the class.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be like, ride, like, think about what got you here, whatever. I would think of this one specific girl on the... like, there was no one... this girl was not in the class.
Yeah.
But I would think of this one specific girl in my life that she was on the bike next to me, like going super fast. I would become the Hulk. I would literally be like going as fast as you can imagine. Because I'd be like, you're not winning, bitch. Like, I would go crazy.
That is so creative.
It really works if you want to get your energy up in a class.
Did a trainer tell you to do that? You just did that.
I did that on my own.
I'm screaming.
I would think about this freaking girl.
I am screaming. You have to tell me who it is after this.
I will. You're going to laugh so hard when you find out who it is, actually. Because it's so, like, speaking of petty, like, yeah. It's very petty.
I'm screaming.
But it was during a time in my life when she was really bothering me.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh, that's hilarious. Called the cops on a party in high school because I couldn't go, LOL. FOMO got the best of me. Wow. Okay, that's bad. That's funny, though. That is funny. You see your ex and a new girl, like, hooking up on stories or something at a party. Call the cops.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Call the cops.
You will be
underage
arrested,
drinking,
sir.
Officer.
After I broke up with my hella toxic ex, I'd give his number to the men who asked for my number at the bar. Two birds with one stone, truly.
Oh,
that's so smart. Good.
Okay, these are just
you know, another
stories.
Thing that I do just in life is if I really don't want to be bothered, like if I have to put my number into something,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's like, I don't really want my number in there.
Yeah.
I will just do one number digit off. No, mm-hmm. It's not like the smartest thing, but you know, I'm not claiming this is like genius, but I do always do that.
Nice.
And whenever I don't, I regret it. Like, Leif and I went to look at this house, and I didn't want it. Like, I mean, I was interested in it, but we went in, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
But I had to write down all my info to even go inside, and I put down my actual number, and the freaking real estate agent would not stop calling me. And I'm like, I'm not interested in it. Like, I don't want it. I never said, I literally just went to an open house that anyone could go to. It wasn't like I scheduled something with her.
That's how they get them.
I know. I'm like, I should have put... the number
the
with
fake
the
number.
Yeah, one digit off.
Yeah, that is so annoying. I hate that. I'm a barista, and if people are mean to me, like overly assholes, I give them decaf. Have a terrible day, Karen.
That's so good because you can't tell the difference, right? By taste?
No.
What? How did they take the caffeine out of espresso?
I have no clue. And yeah, what? Where does the taste come from? Interesting.
Oh, that's actually an interesting thought that I just had. Like, this is pointless AF, but for example, I get so wired on caffeine, I literally can't. Like, I can have half a matcha and I'm nuts. So yeah. The thought of having like a full coffee, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because it's more caffeine. I think it's almost double if you have like a normal latte. Do you know how many milligrams are in like a normal?
I don't know. I mean, it depends how many shots you get in the latte. Because I think the normal, if you get like a 16-ounce, is 2 shots.
Because I thought it was like 90 milligrams or something. And I thought matcha was like 50. I might be making that up right now.
I think matcha has more than that. I think really? Matcha has, well, it depends on the matcha.
And also maybe I'm doing the math, like maybe, because I only usually have half. So maybe I'm thinking of that number for myself.
Yeah.
But anyway, maybe they're similar. But I've always thought that matcha is like a little bit lower in caffeine and it's not supposed to give you the jitters. So thinking of coffee as more caffeine and giving you jitters, I'm like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
The point of me saying all this is like, you could just get decaf if you like the taste of coffee, but you're sensitive to caffeine.
Yeah.
But then it's like, there's no purpose other than just liking it, I guess.
Yeah. Half calf is the way to go for me.
Oh, you can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. Okay, my boyfriend's girl best friend tried to make a move on him. I left a
Yelp. Wait.
My boyfriend's girl best friend. Okay. I left a Yelp review for the daycare she worked at and called her out by name. She got fired.
Messing with people's livelihood. Okay. I mean, she stepped
off.
She passed a boundary.
I don't know if she deserved that one.
Yeah, though.
Losing her job over, you know, she shouldn't have made a move, but.
Yikes. What does your boyfriend think about that? Like, was he egging you on?
I wonder.
I found out I had strep throat and my sister pissed me off. So I brushed my teeth with her toothbrush so she got strep throat. That's mean.
That's bad. So mean.
If I found out Abby did that when we were like in high school, I would literally freak out on her.
I was going to say, have you done anything That's like that horrible. To one of your siblings?
No, heck no. I was teasing mean and maybe, you know, scream at you when I get really pissed mean. But I wasn't like sabotage your life mean.
Chelsea, I know you've said this before, but like I cannot picture you screaming.
Really?
Not at all.
I'll have Abby back on the podcast. She'll tell you all about it.
You've never...
I don't really scream.
Could you picture me screaming? Out of anger?
I was going to say, in what context? Not really. I'm trying to think if I've ever heard you. No, of course not. Besides times you scream at me.
I cannot fathom it.
No,
but
it's
I also
true.
I
can't
don't,
picture. Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing to picture
though.
Most people.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely don't yell on the regular. I'm saying in high school when I'd be like mad at my mom or mad at my siblings, I would definitely yell at them.
I wonder if I ever like screamed. I'll have to ask my mom, like yelled at, I'm sure I did at my brothers for something. More like if they were in my room, like, get out, like that kind of vibe.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think the sister really elevates the pitch as well. When you and your sister are like yelling at each other, it's like cats.
I can imagine like.
And then your mom tries to like get in the middle and you just see red.
Oh, man.
I could get pretty fired up. I'm an Aries, remember?
Yes.
I can yell. I'm like, oh boy, can I yell. Hear me roar.
Just screams into the mic.
Your turn.
One time a guy did me wrong Let me restart. One time a guy did me wrong, so every so often I would go let the air out of one or two of his tires.
Oh my gosh.
I just so happened to be driving by once and saw him changing his tire and it made me feel better.
Stop. People are dedicated. Have you
How
ever done
do you
something like
let
that?
Let out the air, like just unscrew the thing?
Yeah, I think
she doesn't mean she's like slashing it.
No. I think you just unscrew the thing.
Genius.
How are you? Like, you can't do anything like that nowadays with Ring cameras.
Yeah,
see you in a second.
True. Security's been amped up. I don't know how people get away with anything these days. I don't understand.
No, when people do actually rude things, wow, that's some bravery to just do that out in public. We used to have, well, not used to, but one time, my little brother, when he was in high school, he got his car egged.
I remember this. I think you told this on
the
podcast.
Yes, and like written all, like there was writing all over it. And I was like, wow, you really have the audacity to do that out in the middle of our neighborhood. We didn't have a Ring camera at the time. And boy, I wish we did, because I'm like, if we had a Ring camera, if our neighbors was on, you would be screwed.
Yeah.
We literally see you doing it. So like even letting out tires, imagine he has a Ring camera and he sees you, like, or maybe they're at school.
I feel like, I mean, this is kind of off topic, but even just true crime situations and things, I'm like,
how?
You thought you ate, like, how do you think you're going to get away with anything? There's cameras everywhere.
No, you're dumb.
You're done. Like, I mean, maybe people still do get away with things, but I just feel like in today's world, like, how could you possibly?
No, it's like stealing. Don't steal. We've said this before. Just a reminder, don't steal specifically from Target because they keep track and they'll keep it. I know someone who used to work security at Target and they would literally keep your name and everything
about you,
everything you've stolen until it got up to a certain amount so that they could actually charge you. They know.
And then
if you've just
been
stealing, like one day they'll just go get you. No, at your house.
Really?
Yeah, they have your name. They have like all of your information. They know exactly who you are.
Because of like your license plate number and like all the cameras and stuff.
I don't know. Maybe. They just have identification probably. And maybe the card. Oh, maybe you don't use a card. But like if you have something in your purse and like you put a bunch of stuff in your purse and you just check out one thing. Just don't do it.
Yeah. It's wow. That's what I'm saying. There's cameras everywhere. There's things everywhere. It just feels, you know, identifiers everywhere. If you touch things, it just seems crazy that people could get away with like any crime these days.
Yeah, any scam. This guy ghosted me. So I found a website that you can use to anonymously alert people you've slept with that you have an STD and they should get checked. So I sent him one saying he has pubic lice. So he would freak out.
Wait. So what is the website
that you can use to anonymously alert people that you've slept with that you have an STD and they should get it checked?
Oh, that like you do, so that they probably do too now.
Yeah, but it's anonymous.
Anonymous.
So you just send it like, hey, someone you've slept with had this, you have it too. I keep saying public lice by pubic lice.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. That is kind of a nifty website. Like,
that's creative.
I wonder how much that website is used for good and for evil. Pettiness like that.
Just gonna
give you a good scare today.
Habit stacking, you guys. Lauren Bostic has introduced me to that term. She uses it a lot. And I'm a big fan. So if you don't know what habit stacking is, it's essentially stacking habits on top of each other. And once you do it for a while, it becomes a lifestyle. So for example, if you want to start journaling, something you would do is like leave your journal and a pen on your bedside table. That's like a little habit that helps you to journal right when you wake up in the morning. Another example would be to leave your Seed DS01 probiotic glass jar, which is very cute, by the way, branding's great, by your like makeup remover so that when you're prepping to go to bed, you remember to take your probiotic. Probiotics are so insanely important and gut health is a huge like hot topic right now, but it's for good reason. And seriously, one of my main health tips would be to start taking a probiotic. I take one every morning and that's also become like a part of my morning routine habit stacking situation. I always have water right next to my bed. And it does make it easy. And it's such a simple thing to add to your routine that really can make a big difference.
Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic is a plant-based prebiotic and probiotic with 24 strains that have been clinically studied for its benefits, 53.6 billion AFU. It's free from 14 classes of allergens defined by the EFSA, that's the European Food Safety Authority, and more, including it's sugar-free, vegan, soy-free, sesame-free, gluten-free, peanut-free,
and many more.
There are no binders and no preservatives. So you take two capsules once a day on an empty stomach. So this could be first thing in the morning, 30 minutes before your first meal, or 2 hours after your last meal. They're engineered to survive your external and internal environments as well. The benefits to Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic include digestive health, skin health, heart health, and so much more, you guys. You need to check out Seed again. Like Jason said, their packaging is also beautiful, so it looks great on your counter or by your bedside. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/sed and use code SED to redeem 25% off your first month of Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/sed and use code SED, SED as in S-A-I-D. Go check it out. If you are a small business owner, entrepreneur, content creator, you want to start blogging, anything like that. You want to sell digital goods. If you don't have Squarespace, you need to get with the times and get Squarespace because they have the prettiest templates. It's very user-friendly and it's the best place to set up your website. They have so many great features specifically if you want to start a podcast or if you are selling digital goods or if you're wanting to showcase your social media accounts all in one place. They have it all.
They have e-commerce templates, inventory management, a simple checkout process, and secure payments. So whatever you sell, Squarespace has merchandising features to make your products look their best online. This literally works for any type of business that you have, whether it's like physical products that you sell or digital products. Chelsea and I have basically used Squarespace for every business venture we've ever had because it's just such a seamless way to start a website. And a website is pretty much crucial for any business that you're going to be creating. They also have video blocks so you can present your videos from like YouTube, Vimeo on to your Squarespace site, and you can add an image overlay to your video to improve the website's load speed. You can also connect your social media accounts, of course, which is very important, connecting, you know, to your Instagram, your TikTok, and it will show you your traffic overview, which is also very important as a business owner, seeing how many visits you're getting, unique visitors, page views, how they trend over time. And you can just get some good insight into, you know, the products that people are maybe putting in their cart and then taking out, stuff like that. Like it gives you all just sorts of the inside scoop, basically. So head to squarespace.com/whatwesaid for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you can use offer code whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
We are going to take a quick ad break to talk about Rocket Money. I found Rocket Money at the perfect time in my life when I really needed to get my finances in order. I needed to get my credit in check. No pun intended. Well, actually, I don't even know if that's a pun. But I was losing track of all those little subscriptions that I would sign up for, you know, a free trial that turned into like $12 a month or something like that. And when I got Rocket Money, it watched my finances for like a month. And afterwards, I was shocked at how much money I was wasting on stupid subscriptions I never used. It was mind-blowing, and I'm sure that you guys are doing the exact same thing, so you need Rocket Money.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscription, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. It's really nice because it's like an all-in-one situation, so you don't have to go in and do the physical, you know, the labor of finding every single like hidden subscription that you've been paying for unknowingly. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, and chances are you're one of them. You know, like that the app that you downloaded to watch one show or that free gaming trial you never actually used. Rocket Money will quickly and easily find your subscriptions for you and any you don't want to pay for anymore. Just hit cancel and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. It's that easy. Rocket Money also helps you manage all your finances in one place and automatically categorizes your expenses so you can easily track your budget in real time and get alerted if anything looks off. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year, which is awesome. So stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. That's rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. When my sister's husband cheated on her and she was giving him his stuff back, my dad had the idea to take all of his underwear and rub it on poison oak.
Oh my God.
Every single pair. Hope he's still itching.
Please. Oh.
The fact it was your dad's
idea. He actually
did it?
I thought you just were saying that would be a good idea.
Oh
my.
It has me shaking. Men can get petty if they want.
Yes, they can.
100%. Oh.
That is bad.
That is bad.
My sister-in-law was being a huge hag to me at my bachelorette party.
I'm going to start using hag.
You're a hag. So in all the pics, I used the teeth whitener on her legs and she looked dead and bad. Never told anyone that. Glad to get it off my chest. Don't regret it. Not using Facetune for evil.
Thank you for that tip. I'm going to start doing that to Chelsea in all our photos so that she can match up with me a little
better. Like, wow, I'm looking a little pasty today.
I just have extra Saint-Tropez on.
Oh,
you're getting
my
teeth whitener. Yeah, that's right. That is hilarious. Honestly,
I'm just pale as a ghost.
Literally, I use teeth whitener on my teeth and just put it on your legs.
So
and
your teeth make my teeth yellow.
Yeah, your teeth look yellow and you look pale. Have fun.
Our feed just
tags you like huge on my story.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. Well, now I'll know. I'll be checking.
True, true. My horrific roommate used to steal my food, especially food I would bake. Only logical solution was to make laxative brownies for her. She ate the entire pan, didn't even ask me for a piece. I actually feel horrible about this years later. Oops.
Oh,
so she, the roommate was literally stealing the brownies.
Bait. Yeah.
You left bait, literally.
Wow. That's sad that for is her sad. That she was just shizzing her brains out. Oh. I hope like one day you didn't just say like, oh, by the way, whenever I bake something, you're welcome to it. And then you forgot that you said that to her. And she's just like, oh, yeah, she bakes stuff. That's how she shows us love.
That's her love language. Puts laxatives in it. I'm sure she didn't.
Yeah. I'm so not proud of it, but my college roommate was literally the worst. So she really got to me one day. So I took her toothbrush and cleaned the toilet with it. Then the next morning, I watched her brush her teeth and I just laughed.
You're sick.
You're maniacal.
You are sick and twisted. Watching her and laughing. You've taken it to the next level. You need to see the evidence. I'm scared of you.
You know, that's what they say too. They always go back to the scene of their crime. And that's actually kind of true. I can't remember what I did exactly the other day, but you just want to see like what happens, you know? Oh, I remember what it was. Nick lost his headphones, his wired headphones. He had two pairs and all of a sudden they were gone. And I was like, wow. I was sort of giving him the hardest time. He's like, can I check your purse? I'm like, Nick, they're not in my purse. I promise you. I literally go, you lost them. How does that feel? You lost both of your headphones and you've only had them for a certain amount of time. Wow, that's bad. You need to check your pockets. Kept being like, can I check in the car? Can I check in your pockets? Like, and he was asking me. Like, no, I haven't. I literally was like, I have not touched them, Nick. I have not used them in months. I was like, you lost it. Just accept it. And then sure enough, I pulled one of my purses down from the closet. The headphones are sitting in them. And I was like, I cannot like follow my pride. So I went over and pushed them in his drawer. And I just like kept going back to see when he would go by his drawer. And I'm like, I'm literally going back to the scene of the crime. Now I know what they
did you
mean.
Admit it to him?
I did. He wasn't going and I was like, okay. I was going to tell him afterwards. So I grabbed the headphones. I brought them out. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I literally found these in my purse. You were right. And he forgave me.
Please. Oh. There's actually nothing worse than that. When you are like so adamant and then you're wrong, you're like, oh.
You're trying to make them learn a lesson too. Yeah. I was like, how does that feel, Nick? You lost both of them.
Making you feel so bad. I've done the same thing. I'm forgetting what it was about.
Probably keys too. It's like, check your pockets. Yeah. You're the last one who had it. I didn't touch them. That's my favorite line. I haven't touched them. Literally me an hour ago. A clip of me very much touching them.
Once I was on a first date and he mentioned how he really likes blondes and how blondes are normally his type. So this was kind of a first for him. I'm brunette. I was almost too stunned to speak and I ended up saying, yeah, I'm usually into taller guys. I do not regret it.
Oh my gosh. See, that's the thing that most girls wish they had, that quick wit.
Mm-hmm. And you comeback. Actually said what you wanted.
Exactly.
So we love that for you. You didn't have to go home and regret not saying what you wish you would have said.
Exactly. I would love to see his face after you said that. I'm screaming. Okay. When my ex broke up with me, I made a fake Craigslist listing saying he was giving away free hamsters with his phone number, and I didn't know hamsters were in such high demand, but apparently they were because his phone wouldn't stop ringing for a week.
Her ex, did she say? Okay, how did they get this intel?
Yeah, that his phone was ringing for a week.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like suspicious. These people were like in the same school or something. Like maybe they went to high school together.
All the people who wrote in?
This is all from one high school.
We're like, you're all sick and twisted. You're from the same town. Yeah. Where are you from?
No, I mean specifically these two are people who are like, oh, I saw like people who see them often. Their ex.
Right.
The only like place that happens is high school or college.
True. It's like you're not running into your ex.
And
wouldn't.
Those are the ages you do petty things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did that Craigslist thing when we were in high school.
Who?
I can't remember to who or for what, but that happened.
I believe you. Believe women.
Okay. When I found out that my ex-boyfriend was cheating on me, I forced his best friend to tell me where he was, literally at another girl's house at the time. I drove over there.
His friend told you. Wow.
I drove over there and put a dead fish in his car in the middle of summer in Texas. So that smell was really marinating in there. Love you, girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes. There is nothing worse than a fishy car. I mean, you know, even when you get salmon to go and it's like the car ride home or, you know.
Yes. Oof. No.
Baking into the seats of his car.
No, that's so bad. That is disgusting.
He's never getting that smell out.
No, and he's never getting back with you. That's for sure, unfortunately.
Oh, that is fortunate.
Oh, fortunate. We don't stand a fortunately. Cheater. True. Oh, wait, they were dating at the time?
She said her ex-boyfriend was cheating on me.
Oh, well, so oh okay.
I think they were dating at the time.
Gotcha.
He was literally at the other girl's house and she went to
cheating on him.
Hold on. Can you even imagine being freaking cheated on like that? Like, they are literally at another girl's house, like, lying to you about where they are. That would be the best feeling to genuinely catch them.
What would you do if you caught them? I think we've maybe talked about this before. But what's the route you're taking?
Silence.
Silence. Yep. That's the best one. Silence. You're never seeing me again.
No. I told Leif, if he ever cheated on me, you will never see me again.
You will never see my face. I will never talk to you.
Never see me
again. I'll never think of you.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. Just can't forget it that easy.
I'm like, it would not even faze me. No, I feel like that is the best revenge, though, for a cheater is literally your silence and your apathy almost. It's like you don't deserve any reaction.
Oh my God.
You deserve nothing from me.
I think it also depends how they react.
And also
because
just,
if they really don't care at all, then like you not caring is almost like giving them what they want. Like if they just wanted to break up with you anyways, but they're just a loser.
I think either
then,
way.
Then like maybe, you know, something a little more aggressive. Like a dead fish in the car.
Yeah, like a dead fish in the car. Something like harmless. You know, not going to harm their
something
literal,
like this.
Yeah.
That we're reading. Yeah. Any
or,
of these.
Or, yeah, making it so. Have you heard of that website? I think we've talked about it before. It's like glitter. Like, it's, you send it to your enemies. It's like glitter. This. It's like a package. And when they open it, glitter goes everywhere. And it's like glitter is the most annoying thing to clean up.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's something like that. But they don't know it when they're opening it. I'm forgetting what it is. Let me look it up. It's a great idea. But something like that would do the trick, I think. Oh, ship your enemy's glitter.
Wow.
Here's what it's actually like to open a glitter bomb.
A glitter bomb.
It is legitimately called, I think, ship your enemy's glitter.
Love that.
And literally they open it and glitter goes freaking everywhere.
That is hilarious. What does it say it's addressed to? Or like from? From glitterbomb.com?
I don't know. But it's like, dear terrible human being, congratulations. You've pissed someone off so much they went out of their way to pay me to send you the worst thing that you could receive, some glitter.
That's what the note says?
Yeah, it says.
That is hilarious.
Some poor idiot works 8 hours a day, 5 days a week to support themselves, and you've been that much of an a-hole that they paid me to send this to you. It just goes on and on.
My God.
If you're at home opening mail, I hope that you spilled this everywhere. Have a good week.
Oh my God. That is a genius idea.
That is so smart.
Capitalism really went off today.
The glitter will be mixed in with the note, increasing maximum spillage. Bye. That is so smart.
Oh, that would piss me off. Being annoyed is worse than if you do something that actually, yeah, like you said, harms them in some way.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, or even harms their property in a permanent way. Mm-hmm. Like, even thinking of like the egging thing where it's like, okay, their paint on their car is chipping now. It's like actually like thousands of dollars or whatever, you know? Something like that is just really stupid.
It'll probably make
honestly.
You feel bad too.
Yeah. Like, annoying eventually. Them, that is classic because that will piss someone off more than someone egging their house or something.
Annoying and ignoring.
Mm-hmm.
Best options, best routes for sure.
My ex said he wanted his hoodies back after he dumped me over text. So me and my bestie covered them in glitter and soaked them in perfume. We were 14 and this seemed like a great idea at the time. He told me even after washing them a dozen times, they still sparkled. Mission accomplished.
Well, that is bad. That's good though.
Now
see,
I always,
at that age, it makes sense.
Yeah. I always see this now from the lens of being that boy's mother. Like your son he breaks up with his 14-year-old girlfriend and he's like, oh yeah, we broke up. And he gets all of his hoodies. I'm like, make sure you get your hoodies back. Yeah. Those are your only school hoodies. Yeah. And then he brings them back and it's, they're covered in glitter. And you're like, what did you do? What is happening? You try and wash them a million times. They're not coming out. Oh my gosh.
Wow. You're going to have to deal with that one day. Not that necessarily specifically.
And just hope that they're, because you know, the boy's always telling the mom, I didn't do anything. She's just annoying.
She's crazy. Yeah. 100%. Let me just start off with saying my roommate was a total nightmare, the absolute worst person ever. But what I did was so rude. I would take her face wash towels and clean the sink after I brushed my teeth with them and clean the toilet seat covers too.
Oh,
I'm the worst, but I also still kind of laugh about it. Oh, well.
The creativity.
Giving her acne. Wow. Really the worst thing of all.
That is a trust not many talk about. If you have roommates and you leave something like that, it, like specifically bathroom stuff, you just leave it out. And then people go in and out of the bathroom all the time. You never know.
Yeah, you
what
have
could
no
be
idea what they're
there.
Using. Even product. Like, I bet girls use other people's product all the time.
Oh, yeah. You go in, you take a shower, you're like,
I'm using this, like, dry shampoo. It's literally just sitting here, you know?
And then you go in at a party, like a house party. You go into their bathroom, look through their cupboards, and you're just using their stuff. I've never done that. I really haven't because I haven't been to many house
specific.
Parties. Like, yeah, like you use their deodorant, use their, no, but
steal,
you know,
all their stuff. Yeah.
You got to keep only guest stuff in a bathroom that other people are going to be going into. That's why you should get a shower caddy and keep your stuff in your room if you have roommates. Like in a little tub, everything that you use for the bathroom, specifically like your shower and toothbrush, and then you just bring it in with you when you go to the bathroom. So it's not sitting there
Did
vulnerable.
Did you do that?
When I had roommates?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
But I would now.
Yeah, sounds smart, especially if you don't trust your roomies.
Yeah, or if they have like boys over and stuff.
Yeah,
just
like you're not using my day.
No, my
That's
toothbrush.
For sure.
Yeah, my toothbrush is not sitting out on the counter for you to like.
Absolutely
I don't know your poop
not.
Particles to get all over.
Well, she's really big on the poop particles. Really, I can tell that's a deep seated fear for you.
It's just gross that when you flush your toilet, if you don't close the lid, poop particles get everywhere.
I'm gonna have to fact check that one.
Okay, let's
poop
go on.
Particles,
let's put it for myth.
Okay, so the time that you
MythBusters.
So you flush, the poop goes down the toilet.
But all of those little pieces of water, when you flush, like the particles literally go up into the air.
Well, I think if that's true, they will go up no matter what.
Unless you put the lid down.
Well, I mean, some will have already escaped. It's not like they're going to keep going
forever.
Well, the
flushing is what really pushes them up. But I've actually seen a video of it happening.
Please. How are they? Okay. Was it in 4K? Like, how are they getting the poop particles?
Maybe it was made up by someone on TikTok.
Well, the thing that I'm saying is if all that's on the seat is your body.
Yeah.
That's not enough to stop particles.
Wait. If all that's on your seat is
like,
your body.
Like. You're saying while you're sitting there, you flush the toilet. Poop particles are still, you don't flush the toilet when you're, you stand up?
Yeah, stand up,
okay.
Pull the pants on, put this toilet seat down,
and
then
flush. See, I don't do that.
Well, you're either getting poop particles on your butt or in the air.
I don't believe this for a second.
Look it up.
I don't actually usually flush when I'm on. I like flush in the midst of like getting up.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't like fully put my pants on and then shut the toilet and then flush. I don't do that.
Well, that's what I feel like most people don't. And that's why there's poop particles in the bathroom.
Really? Okay.
On their toothbrush specifically. That's why you don't leave your toothbrush out in the same room as your toilet when you flush.
You don't do that?
No, I put the toilet seat down. I mean, my toothbrush is in my bathroom, but I put the toilet seat down before I flush. But I also do that anyways because it's quieter and I'm just like used to it with Case napping all the time.
Okay, I'll do some research
look it
on
up.
That.
Yeah. You know how I saw talk about it? Matt King. So, he's smart. I believe him.
We trust him.
I believe Matt. When I was a child, I hated people drinking out of my water bottle at school. And instead of saying that, I was uncomfortable with it. My dad encouraged me to take a different approach, let's say. Next day at school, my friend took my water bottle to drink out of it, but instead of water, she took a huge gulp of pure vinegar. I think I nearly killed her.
Who is that serving? Literally, now you don't have any water.
You have no water. You just have a freaking water bottle full of vinegar all day.
Jeez.
I'm screaming. What do you do after that?
You're like, sorry, I just didn't want you to drink out of it. That like creates an even more awkward scenario.
Oh my gosh. What a good lesson in communication. Just tell them.
My ex broke up with me over text while his car was parked at my apartment complex for the weekend. I poured ice cream on the windshield and rubbed maple syrup on his door handles so he'd have to drive with sticky hands to the nearest gas station or whatever to clean up. Petty and ridiculous, but it made me feel good.
I know what I'm doing if we ever get in a fight, 100%.
Not the maple syrup.
I'm dipping your pillowcase in maple syrup.
Not the silk. Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
My eye mask in maple syrup.
Not even maple syrup. Even just maple syrup flavored water.
Just spray your pillow.
You're sick. You are sick and twisted.
That's actually kind of a funny April Fool's joke. Because it's not, again, it's not harm. Well, that actually is kind of harmful, honestly. You probably would never go to sleep on that again.
I would lose my mind if I laid down and it smelled like maple syrup.
What if I filled your shampoo bottle just with maple syrup? You just squirt it on your hands. Except for I mixed it with the color that your shampoo is.
Oh.
No, you would smell it before you put it in your hair.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't put it in my hair, but I'd immediately be terrified.
I know exactly how you'd react. You go, what is that?
I'm just imagining, like, sliding into bed. I might, like, have my silk eye mask, go to put my head on the pillow. It just smells like maple syrup. I would scream.
Also on the inside of your sleep mask. You hold it.
And cool, it gets my eyes. If it gets in your eyes, blinds you. Literally can't see. Sticking your eyes. You already know my freaking fear of maple syrup.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys on the
crying.
Podcast. Oh,
that's so funny.
I'm trying to think of something you hate.
I know, I was going to say you should think of something that would really grind my gears. While I read my last one. Saw a guy I dated in college who cheated on me out at a bar in another city after he had graduated. My friends and I put all of our drinks on his tab all night without him knowing. His face when we closed out was priceless. Sometimes I feel bad, but other times I think it was exactly what he deserved.
Genius.
Oh my gosh, that's karma, see?
Exactly.
You're doing nothing but aiding karma in its path to him.
Totally. He deserves that one.
Oh my gosh.
Make him pay.
Yeah.
Make him pay. See, anything where they have to actually pay money, yeah. I think is a great thing to get back mm-hmm. to them. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
You drained my energy and my emotions. I will drain your bank account.
Yes. 100%.
You deserve every bit of it.
Exactly. Oof. That is funny. You had a great night on his tab. That's amazing.
Yeah, win-win. Sounds like a win-win to me. Thank you guys so much for writing those in. Those were really good. We should do that again.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun to do at a live show, too.
Yes, that would be fun.
Be a fun, like, even write-in thing.
Icebreaker.
Like, icebreaker mm-hmm. that we do. Speaking of shows, we have one more show that has tickets available. Irvine is sold out, but we have tickets to our San Francisco show, which at this point is in, like, literally 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come see us in San Francisco, it's on the 27th, this Thursday. And we're so excited.
It's going to be so fun.
It'll be so fun. It's our last show for the foreseeable future. We're not sure like when we're going to do more live shows. So if you want to come and you live anywhere near San Francisco, last call.
It'll be so fun.
It'll be so fun. You can come alone, by
that'll
the way.
Be, yeah, Tons that'll be our alone. Like close out show. So you know we're going to go even harder.
Yeah. You could bring a bestie. You could bring a boyfriend. You could bring your mom.
Yourself.
You could bring yourself. People say, like, we met tons of people in the meet and greet and stuff that were like, I wanted to come with a friend, but, like, you know, no one could go. And I heard you say on the podcast that people go alone. And, like, they literally already met 20 girls when they were in line. So
everyone's
definitely
super
meet people.
Nice.
No, it will be really fun. So anyway, go check that out. Go follow our Instagram if you want to, like, keep updated on the stuff we got going on. Or if you want to be a part of any of these episodes, if you want to do a little write-in. We also have advice column at the end of every month, so which will actually be this Friday, so coming in a few days. But if you ever want advice, you can write in. We have like a highlight for that too. Hope you guys have an amazing week. We love you so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.